This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Eric Flack just joined us. We got a lot of information on the RFK site and next steps. But what came out of that conversation, more than anything else, I think, was this idea that if nothing happens before the end of Congress's year, which is coming up now fast, there's basically nine opportunities when they're together to get the final hurdle cleared to get this land given back to D.C., then you would have to wait until Congress is back together, restart the entire process, and it would seem almost certain that you're adding a year until the stadium would be able to be opened. If next year you get the land, which is not a guarantee.
Right.
And I am, I think, in the minority on this, but I am one of the few people who, as much as I want the stadium at RFK, if you could guarantee me I could get the land next year, I would do that. Going into a year where I don't know if I'm actually going to get the land, and I'm just waiting an extra year for the possibility that this time might be different and I might actually get the RFK land, I would be team, take the $500 million from Maryland to build a town center around your stadium, go out by FedEx Northwest and build something amazing. Let's open it as soon as possible and build something that is state-of-the-art and where you can host major events and have a roof over that thing so that you can host tournaments and championship games and it's multi-use. And let's have the best stadium in the league in a location that I don't want it in. But I don't know how long I'm expected to keep waiting and waiting and waiting.
Well, here's the thing is if there was a finite number, let's just say for the sake of argument, in this this bizarre alternate universe that doesn't exist, where you're not relying on three different municipalities, local governments, and then the federal government to boot, nobody else has that problem. Everyone else is like, state government says, yeah, so we do it. And that's not easy, but it's not what we got. We got so much more entanglements to deal with. But let's say if that's not a factor. If you just go, it will be 381 days from right now, and then they will be able to say yes and then begin breaking ground, I think a lot of people would do that.
Of course.
Myself included. If it's 412 days, 518, 700, whatever the number is, I think there's a threshold. You may have a shorter fuse than I do or otherwise. That's not relevant to what I'm about to say. There's no guarantee, and you just touched on it. You just said it. If we have to start this over again, you heard Eric Flack. There were two people that said no to this particular vote. They're on complete opposite ends of the spectrum. In fact, the spectrum wraps all the way around and they're almost touching because one's all the way, you take a left and you end up in the back of the cul-de-sac. The other guy's on the right, ends up in the back of the cul-de-sac. We're in the same place. It's 360-degree panoramic things. And remember, I agree with you and I disagree with the bad people. But I'm telling you, one of those two guys is in charge of the committee now. You sure? It's just getting right out of committee again?
Of course.
You sure that doesn't account for any Maryland senators that might want to do some shenanigans? Doesn't account for the next Steve Daines, who's like, actually, my constituent, stitched the first jersey, and now we got to do this. My point is, there's no guarantee. The first major stride here was, and this is the thing I can't get over, was a Republican congressman from Kentucky being like, you know who I like? Is that mayor from D.C.? We're buddies. We're simpatico. Let's do this. 355-70 was that vote in Congress. We're like, we're on Easy Street. We're shucking and jiving. The breeze could shift a quarter of a millimeter to the left, and now the next thing you know, everybody hates each other again, and it's not possible. I have no idea. The point is, there's no guarantee if we start over again. This is as far as Sisyphus has pushed that boulder up this hill, and he's going to check his watch, and it might just roll down again.
Yeah, I just need certainty, or I'm keeping it moving.
I get it.
2030 is already so far away. And for a lot of you guys that don't go to games or don't go to the current stadium, you might care a lot less that they're there in perpetuity. But for someone who does go to all of those games and, you know, pays for season tickets that my wife uses at that stadium, it's not okay to just keep going back to this awful place that you're paying a lot of money to be at. Like, the next several years matters. It's not like one or two seasons. We're talking about the 25 season, the 26 season, the 27 season, the 28 season, the 29 season.
That's so many when you say it like
five
that.
More seasons after this one ends, if they got a deal in place today. And you want to add one or two more to that potentially? I'm sorry. No.